T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Greg Brown will be our guest at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. His weekly visit will go on as scheduled because there was a pretty brisk baseball game that was played on the North Shore. Pirates do take the series 2 out of 3 from the Washington Nationals by virtue of a 2-0 win. If I heard Chris Mack correctly, the 10th shutout for the Pirates this season, which feels like a lot of shutouts, and I'm going to double-check it right now, but has still been sort of an example of how this team has, when it's been going well, actually held down the opposition. Yeah, I'm seeing a bunch of shutouts on there. What do you know? And yet the Pirates haven't had near enough of them. And much like the first game of this series, and by the way, it's Starkey and Mueller. Joe is still very much on vacation. I am still very much here. Much like the first game of this series, where I came out of the shoot the following day saying, you know, this is probably the team Neil Huntington envisioned these last two games. The final game of the previous series where Nick Kingham pitched very well against Philadelphia, and then the first game of the National Series. Much like I said, this was probably the team Neil Huntington envisioned he was building in the offseason. This was another game. You don't expect necessarily for a game to be just 2-0 like this, but this was another game where you get the sense that Huntington was sitting there somewhere watching it going, where's this been? Why not more of this? And I look at the Pirates, and I sort of say the same thing. Like, I almost get annoyed right now. I'm almost in the mode of getting mildly annoyed when this team wins baseball games right now, because it feels like they should have been doing this kind of thing if things were going as planned all along. And they didn't. And when I looked through the team's stats after this game ended, and what struck me, there's one number, really, that got me. And I didn't even bother to check what the league average is in this regard. But honestly, I don't really care to know. I don't really want to mess with myself knowing. There's one number that jumps out when you look at the Pirates, even after a win like this, where, hey, it's a good win. It's a good game, a battling kind of gutty game by Trevor Williams, where I saw some people say they were worried this thing was going to go off the rails at any point in time, and it never did. The one number that sticks out when you actually look at the Pirates' team stats is the number 4. As in, aside from Joe Musgrove, who's only made 8 starts, he and Nick Kingham have split 8 apiece. Stephen Brault made a few. Aside from Joe Musgrove, not one guy that has started at least, you know, multiple games for the Pirates has an ERA under 4. I mean, you look at it, and it's a sort of a jarring statistic. There hasn't been a starting pitcher, and I'll count Musgrove as the only one, even though he only has half the starts of everybody else, not one guy with an ERA under 4. Remember, this is supposed to be the young sort of core of what they're building here. Tyone, 405. Ivan Nova's trade bait, but he's 450. Trevor Williams, before this game, 460 in 18 starts. Chad Kuhl on the disabled list, 455. Nick Kingham, as much as people have liked what they've seen in spurts from him, and he's had some really impressive starts, his last one very much belongs in that realm, 426. Stephen Brault got moved to the bullpen. If you believe that teams build through pitching, and I know the morning show talked about this, I know Cook and Pony talked about this for the brief time they were on today. If you build franchises, if you build competitive teams through pitching, if when you go back to think about it, maybe one of the most weirdly dominant regular season teams in what is still, in a lot of ways, the most grueling regular season sport, the Atlanta Braves, who won the AL or the NL East for what, like a decade and a half straight, literally. What did they build it on most years? Pitching. And I look at the Pirates and I look at those numbers, a bunch of guys with ERAs in the mid-fours who are in their mid-20s. That's the other thing. These aren't ancient players or these aren't callow, completely green youngsters. And I say, there's the problem. Why isn't this better? Why aren't all of those earned run averages a run less? And I wonder, just like the morning show guys did, and in more of a general sense, just like Cook and Pony did, what happened along the way with this pitching? And who is most at fault? One, do you believe that the lack of pitching is the biggest issue with this team? The lack of quality starting pitching? If you do, who is most responsible for that being the reality for the Pirates? Do you put this back on Ray Searidge? The fact that we haven't seen more games like today where a guy goes five, battles, the bullpen comes in and shuts things down? More games like what Nick Kingham did? Who do you put it on? And is it the biggest problem or the biggest reason that the Pirates, despite a win today, find themselves 43-49 and very much in need of a spectacular run before the trade deadline to be anything but sellers?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.